This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Pork Expo gets underway next Tuesday with an abundance of information available for pork producers. Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Jenny Jackson, says the trade show is sold out and producers can expect to learn about the latest trends in the industry.
Starting next Tuesday, Pork Expo begins. It goes through the end of the day on Wednesday, and we have two entire full days packed with educational seminars, trade show, annual meeting, and all things pork.
And I think some great speakers lined up for this year's event.
Yes, we have quite a few. All the educational seminars will take place on Wednesday, starting at 9:30 in the morning and then wrap up around 2. You'll have the chance to listen to Dr. Scott D. and Dr. John D. John from Pipestone Veterinary Services and Pipestone Grow. And we also have Dr. Ronald Ketchum from Swine Management Services, some speakers from Automated Production Systems talking about new barn technology, which is always a hot topic, and also Joe Kearns from Kearns & Associates.
And, of course, if anyone's been to the expo before, they're well aware of the trade show. I think I've already heard a packed trade show again this year.
Yes, we are excited to be sold out. So we have over 175, I think, exhibitor booths. It will be completely full in the Bank of Springfield Center. That trade show is open on Tuesday from 2 in the afternoon to 9 at night. That concludes with the legislative reception. And then Wednesday, it's open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So, Jenny, if I remember correctly, you're fairly new to your position with the Illinois Pork Producers. So is this your first year planning or helping plan the expo?
It is. I began in March, so this is about the last thing that I need to go through to complete my 1 year.
So how have things gone for you with planning and how are things going, I guess, in general with your new position?
They've been great. It's really fast-paced. Everything is in the agriculture industry, I've learned. It's really exciting. The pork industry is thriving this year. We look to have a profitable year, so it's exciting to speak to producers and have that optimism as we move forward.
And I think that's a great point when you mention producers. This expo is open to all producers that have an interest in the pork industry.
It is. If you are an IPPA member, it is free for you to come in. If not, you can register at the door. We accept walk-ins anytime on Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, Jenny. Sounds like a great expo plan for next week. And again, the details, times, locations, anything people need to know.
Sure. On Tuesday, we will host our annual meeting at 9:30 in the morning with a recognition luncheon following that at noon. The trade show will be open from 2 to 9. We have our legislative reception there on the trade show floor at 5 o'clock that night with supper, and hopefully we have a lot of interest from the Capitol a couple blocks down the road. And then on Wednesday, trade show will be open again 8 to 3.
Jenny Jackson with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. And once again, that's all happening at the Bank of Springfield Center next Tuesday and Wednesday. In other news, the U.S. is losing soybean market share to Brazil and China over protein. Reuters says soybean growers in the U.S. seeking higher yielding crops is robbing the crop of protein content. A decline in protein levels makes soybeans less valuable to the $400 billion feed industry in China. A decade ago, the U.S. supplied 38% of soybeans to China, the world's top importer, compared to 34% from Brazil. Now, Brazil supplies 57% of Chinese imports compared to 31% from the United States. The United Soybean Board is advocating that the industry takes protein content seriously. The industry group will spend $5.6 million in fiscal year 2018 on research and other efforts to boost protein, up from $3.7 million last year. United Soybean Board Director Jared Hagert says China needs soybeans, and we're at risk of becoming a residual supplier if we don't work on protein improvements. And we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. Less red tape, quicker permitting of road, bridge, locks, pipeline, and other infrastructure projects. That's the aim of a White House proposal to scale back environmental permitting reviews that can add years to project construction. The administration is seeking the most sweeping changes in infrastructure permitting in decades, according to officials who briefed GOP lawmakers interviewed by the Washington Post. Critics charge the proposal to end reviews by multiple agencies or exempt some projects from deeper environmental study would gut key air and water protections dating to the 1970s. But association lobbyists like Deborah Calhoun with the Waterways Council says it could speed up locks and dam construction on the upper Mississippi and other rivers that are key for agriculture.
It takes way too long to construct a lock and dam in the United States. It used to take 4 years at the most, 4 to 6 years at the very most, and now it's taking, you know, triple that amount of time, at least double, triple that amount of time. So any efficiency that could be gained in construction of locks and dams would be much appreciated by shippers, carriers, and really the nation that benefits from our ability to compete on our waterway system with the world.
President Trump is expected to outline his infrastructure proposal and possibly efforts to cut red tape in his State of the Union address this evening. Trump's proposal to shift most of the trillion-dollar cost to the states and private firms is largely opposed by Democrats, but the administration argues regulatory reform is a way to cut costs and building time. It may also propose private firms pay for federal reviews of their own projects. Calhoun, meantime, complains the federal government isn't consistent in funding projects.
We would really like to see an omnibus appropriations bill get passed, and these continuing resolutions make it very difficult for people to be able to, you know, to move forward within their agency or within their program, and certainly the Corps of Engineers is facing that challenge as well.
Upper Mississippi and Illinois river locks and dams were authorized in 2007 but never funded. The president may highlight waterway projects in his State of the Union message. Trump spoke last year about the need to improve waterway infrastructure at an event on the Ohio River in Cincinnati. Well, looking at community events around the listening area, the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership is hosting an event Wednesday evening at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Maria Cox is a sixth-generation farmer from Macoupin County and will speak about cover crop systems and other conservation practices to use on your farm. That meeting will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. The First National Bank of Litchfield is hosting a free informational breakfast meeting on February 1st at Maverick Steak and Spirits in Litchfield. Crop insurance, replant options, margin protection insurance, and a market outlook will be discussed. RSVP by calling the bank at 217-324-2105. The Staunton FFA Alumni Association is hosting a dinner auction this Saturday, February 3rd. That will be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets are available at Bill's IGA, due to Ace Hardware, and Prairie Town Feed Service. CNB Bank and Trust is hosting farm succession planning meetings this month. Dr. Ron Hansen will speak. Breakfast and dinner seminars will take place on February 12th and 13th at four locations. To RSVP, call 217-854-4215 or visit cnbil.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.